Dooku chose his next words carefully. Qui-Gon returned from Tatooine with a former slave boy. According to the boy's mother, the boy had no father. A clone? Palpatine asked uncertainly. Not a clone, Dooku said. Perhaps conceived by the Force, as Qui-Gon believes. Palpatine's head snapped back. You don't sit on the council. How do you know this?
I have my ways.
Does this have something to do with the prophecy you spoke of?
Everything. Qui-Gon believes that the boy, Anakin is his name, stands at the center of a vergence in the Force, and believes further that his finding him was the will of the Force. Blood tests were apparently performed, and the boy's concentration of midichlorians is unprecedented.
Do you believe that he is the prophesied one?
The chosen one, Dooku amended. No, but Qui-Gon accepts it as fact, and the Council is willing to have him tested.
What is known about this Anakin?
Very little, except for the fact that he was born into slavery 9 years ago, and was, until recently, along with his mother, the property of Gardula the Hutt, then a Toydarian junk dealer. Dooku smirked. Also, that he won the Boonta Eve Classic Pod Race.
Palpatine had stopped listening. 9 years old, conceived by the Force. Is it possible? His thoughts rewound at frantic speed to the landing platform on which he and Valorum had welcomed Amidala and her group. Actually not Amidala, but one of her lookalikes. But the sandy-haired boy, this Anakin, swathed in filthy clothing, had been there along with a Gungan and the two Jedi. Anakin had spent the night in a tiny room in his apartment suite. And I sensed nothing about him.
Qui-Gon is rash, Dooku was saying. Despite his fixation with the living Force, he demonstrates his own contradictions by being a true believer in the prophecy, a foretelling more in line with the unifying Force.
9 years old, Palpatine said when he could. Surely too old to be trained.
If the Council shows any sense.
And what will become of the boy then?
Dooku's shoulders heaved. Though no longer a slave, he will probably be sent to rejoin his mother on Tatooine.
I understand your disillusionment, Palpatine said.
Dooku shook his head. I haven't told you all of it. As if the announcement of having found the Chosen One wasn't enough. Qui-Gon discovered that the Trade Federation may have had the help of powerful allies in planning and executing the blockade of Naboo.
Palpatine sat straighter in his chair. What allies?
On Tatooine, Qui-Gon dueled with an assassin who is well trained in the Jedi arts. But he dismissed the idea that the assassin is some rogue Jedi. He is convinced that the warrior is a Sith.